Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. It's a special edition because I have a guest, Jason Tirado, president of Lightwear. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to talk to you. You and I go back a long way. We actually worked at the same company for a little while, if you remember.
Yeah, we did. It feels like forever ago, but it was forever ago.
It was like 20 years ago.
It goes to show how old we both are.
Yeah, we actually didn't work in the same office, but it's the same boss, same company. It was a great experience. I learned a lot from being in that segment of the market, the control segment of the market. But obviously, Lightwear has evolved quite a bit over the last, especially the last few years. Talk about for sort of what, because I think most people only know Lightwear for one thing, but talk about where you are now versus where you were when you started.
Yeah, that's a great point, Gary. You know, the company background and I guess DNA was really in the live event space. So concerts, auditoria, arenas, and things like that. And so, you know, from the very beginning, they were really valued in those kind of high-end environments. Folks like Cirque du Soleil, Blue Man Group, all standardized on Lightwear equipment for their, you know, their shows. And once we kind of had that in our pocket, the next stage of our development was really to go after kind of integrated systems marketplaces, more of the places that maybe you and I are more familiar with coming from the control systems background. And over the last couple of years, there were some changes at the United States representation level. It was formerly a distributor that had the Lightwear name, but as of about 2.5 years ago, we are now 100% completely owned and operated by the manufacturer. And so it's kind of a little known, you know, behind the scenes difference, but it makes a huge difference in terms of what we're able to deploy to the market in terms of resources and dedicated, you know, inventory and all the stuff that the headquarters would really want, but then maybe a distributor might be a little bit more shy about getting into. So that was a big change.
And so, you know, what I know, the history of Lightwear is specifically in fiber optic stuff and sort of like high-end delivery systems and fast processing. But you also do HD-based T stuff. You also do collaboration stuff. You do a whole bunch of stuff. And you launched a new product line, the Taurus product line, recently. Talk about that for a second.
Thanks. That was an outgrowth of some conversations we were having with a, you know, very, very large multinational who had thousands of rooms that they were considering with Lightwear. And they kept telling us about this particular problem they had, and that was what really was the genesis or the birth of this product line, the Taurus product line. That's the code name for it. I don't know if it will be called that when it comes out, but you'll know it's our UC connectivity solution. Gary, the problem that they described to us was that they were building a lot of rooms, 4-person rooms, 6-person rooms, maybe up to 8-person rooms, but that had a display or maybe 2 displays and a WebEx camera or a little, you know, USB camera. But the people that were walking in wanted to use their own laptops often as sources or maybe even to be soft codecs and host the room, even though the room might have a dedicated Nook running something just, you know, special for the room. And so when we dug into it, what we found was that a lot of the peripherals that were USB were becoming more and more important to these people because, I mean, take a look at the computers. You know, the computers that are coming out now, you don't even always get an HDMI output on them now. A lot of them are just defaulted to USB, and even these USB Type-C connectors. And as that becomes more and more prevalent, I think that USB technologies are going to be more important in our industry because I'm in the audio, video, control, and data business. And if you look at it, USB is now a legitimate audio, video, data power connector.
And so do you have like, is this Taurus family going to be like a family of USB-C stuff? Or you're saying you are incorporating USB-C in the collaboration?
That's a great question. No, I'm a physical hardware platform. And what we're doing is combining the best of HDMI 2.0 matrix switching, along with the ability to embed, de-embed audio in such formats like Dante and getting audio into and out of the product on the USB channels. But we're also going to have USB within the same chassis. So you can think about it like some people are connecting via USB-C and will, you know, get audio, video, data, power, whatever that source is capable of. And then other folks will have USB-B connectivities for their own USB connections. And some are going to have HDMI for their videos. So it's sort of it's everything from USB-C on one end all the way down to just simple HDMI 2.0 on another in the same platform.
Is it one product or a family of products? What is it?
Family. Yeah, family of products, because what we're trying to do is go after these simple rooms that have a single display or two displays, and then multiple people coming in with their laptops, and they all want to use the assets of the room via USB, but they've also got other things in the room they want to control, just like you and I are familiar with, you know, turn the lights on, make the occupancy sensor, turn the TV on, you know, stuff like that.
And is this on your website yet?
I think it should be. We just introduced the product at the ISE show, and I know we're in prototype stage right now. We expect to have working prototypes at Infocom, and we'll be shipping in Q3. So you'll see a lot more about it. I can't tell you how much documentation there is on the website right now because we're still in the process of getting this out. But the buzz at the show was really, really good. I mean, when you describe this problem to people, what I've noticed is that all these heads start to nod because they've been trying to solve this problem with USB peripherals and accessories. But the problem up until now has been a lot of those USB accessories and peripherals, there's no good way to communicate with them. And there's no good way to manage them remotely. They're all like little, I don't know, I call them like Best Buy toys, you know, and what we're trying to do is change that paradigm. So they become real peripherals that are managed and monitored in the environments you and I are familiar with, using professional tools.
Yeah, so I'll link where this is on your website if I can find it. I've been flipping through your website in the last minute, and I can't. It's not under product families, and it's not that I can see under products. But if it's there, I'll link it in the description of this podcast. And when it is there, I'll put it back in the description, and we'll write about it as well because this sounds really interesting to me.
I'm glad you think so, man. When I can get people to understand what it is, and I'll give you a quick analogy. This is something I say, you know, frequently, which is think about your computer, right? Your computer has a camera, a display, microphone, speakers, Ethernet, USB, and power requirements. And now think about that room I described. There's a camera, there's a display, there's USB, Ethernet, and power requirements. It's the same thing, except instead of sitting in front of the computer, you're sitting inside the computer, and we want to bring the same tools that you help manage a computer, you know, signal and remote management, to the room. And I think with these products, we're gonna make a big progress towards that goal.
Well, you can find out more, obviously, on the Lightware products at lightware.com, LIGHTWARE.com. Jason, I really appreciate you joining me today. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Gary. Hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, at ISE, by the way, we shot videos on all this stuff. You can go to raypubs.com/ISE2020, type in Lightware in the video search window. You can find it. Thanks for joining me, everyone, and have a great day.